Good evening, and thank you for being with us this evening. I have the obligatory responsibility to ask us to turn off our cell phones or put them on vibrate. And I've learned, even in the United States, that there is the same problem. Cell phone epidemic has spread. My name is Howard Weisband. I have the privilege of working with Yeshiva University here in Israel and of welcoming you this evening and turning the microphone over to Rami, my colleague, Dr. Sachs. On behalf of Yeshiva University, I want to express our appreciation to Ati, to Rabbis Brabinger and Sachs, for the cooperation and the co-sponsorship this evening. I have to ask you to imagine, if you will, Einstein had said imagination is more important than knowledge, that our flag, too, would have been right over on that side of the stage, but we didn't want to replace the picture of the mathematician. I want to thank again Atib. I want to thank especially Rabbi Schachter and Mrs. Schachter, both of you, not only for this evening, but for being in Israel for this week, and really covering many, many places in Israel. Not only in Jerusalem, but in Beit Shemesh and in Ramana, that in a very, very real way, expresses a new Yeshiva University philosophy, both in New York and here in Israel, of reaching out to community and being engaged and involved with community and with alumni. So we thank you, Rabbi Schachter. President Richard Joel of Yeshiva University has expressed the philosophy that Israel is at the center of the Yeshiva University community, and that Torah Umada is central as well, both to Israel and to Yeshiva University. It is our responsibility here in Israel, with alumni, with our friends, to envision that repositioning of Yeshiva University in Israel, to articulate what does it mean for Israel to be at the center of the YU community. And that's really our task in the months ahead, based upon a foundation, a very strong foundation of the Gruz Kohel, as well as the S. Daniel Abraham Israel program of some 675 Shana Aleph and Shana Bet students. For those of you that may have been to our campus, you're already seeing physical change. But more importantly than physical change is conceptual change and academic change. And in many ways, we will be moving out, as I mentioned earlier, to community, engaging our alumni, involving the community of Israel. There are academic initiatives that we will be undertaking, both with our graduate schools and with our undergraduate programs. For instance, summer courses in Israel. The philosophy now is stating that Yeshiva University has a campus in Israel, not just a program. That's a sea change. I also want to invite you, kind of a post the date for March, an inaugural conference, really more than a conference, a Shabbaton, a conference, and an academic convocation for the week of March 17th to 24th. When President Joel will be with us and many others from Yeshiva University, also the chairman of the Board of Trustees, Mr. Maury Weiss. So watch your email, watch your mail, and be with us in March. In many ways, that week is going to articulate the new Yeshiva University in Israel. With that, again, thank you very much. We look forward, Rabbi Schachter, to your address and to our respondents.
Presence of Yeshiva University in Israel now you'll be a welcome thing on the scene of our lives here. Rabbi Dr. Jacob J. Schechter returns to us for a third visit in our series of conferences. This is his third appearance in our eighth annual winter conference at Atid. Over the years, we've tried to address an array of some of the subjects and challenges that face Jewish education, both here and abroad. And we're, of course, delighted that Rabbi Schechter would return to open up our eyes to yet another crucial topic. This year, he comes to us as a member of the faculty of Yeshiva University, where he serves in a dual role, two roles that ideally suit his talents. He's a university professor of Jewish thought and Jewish history, and he's also the senior scholar at Yeshiva University's new Center for the Jewish Future. These two roles, the life of the mind and the life of action, the life of scholarship and the life of leadership, I believe that, from my perspective, having gotten acquainted with Rabbi Schechter as a mentor and friend over these years, these are two points of view that suit him well, and we're confident that he is and will be serving world very well through them. Tonight's discussion of authority and autonomy, I believe, is slightly different, has a new angle than the discussion that's taken place in public and print over the years. Last night I had occasion to dust off a few volumes from the shelf. About 12 or 14 years ago, it seems, that there was a tremendous interest in these topics. Emunat Chachamim, Dat Torah, Das Torah, authority. And from what I saw by looking at those old volumes of the Orthodox Forum and Tradition and etc., much of the discussion was focused around the role of the rabbi. And what we're talking about now, framing our discussion this evening through the prism of education, opens up, I believe, a different perspective on the whole issue. Whereas in the past, the topic was presented almost as autonomy versus authority, tonight I believe that we're talking as I think we're about to hear, we're talking about autonomy and authority, two dialectically engaged values, sometimes in tension, ideally in balance. Part of what we're trying to do is to show that the relationship is really a very complex one, and it's much more nuanced than the presentation that the issue has sometimes benefited from in the past, where authority good, autonomy bad. But trying to find a way to deal with these issues through the prism of schooling, of teaching, perhaps even of parenting. After Rabbi Schechter's talk, we'll benefit from, as is our practice, the response of two veteran educators who will try to make some applications of Rabbi Schechter's comments to the field of education. And our respondents will also do this. Our Rabbi Nitmar Kabina, who is well known as the founding educational director of Matan, which is, of course, a premier center of higher Torah study for women here in Yerushalayim and now throughout Israel. She brings the perspective, of course, of a teacher of Torah, but also a teacher of teachers, insofar as Matan has become a premier center of producing young women to go out into the field of teaching. Rabbi Yamin Goldsmith is in Ole Chadash, who just arrived this summer, in America, among other things. He most recently served as the vice principal of the SAR Academy in New York. Now currently the assistant principal of Yeshiva Nachshon outside of Beit Shemesh, and he is, of course, also one of our team fellows. After the presentations, we'll have a chance for some discussion and questions from the audience. Afterwards, of course, we'll daven Maariv. But let us begin. Ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Dr. Jacob J. Schechter, Authority and Autonomy, Educational Challenges in a World of Personal Choice.